This piece was brought to you by Heritage Radio Network.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Opinion.
Hi, my name is Brandon Harden, and I intern for the Heritage Radio Network. The Heritage Radio Network is an independent nonprofit organization covering the world of food, drink, and agriculture. The Heritage Radio Network has broadcasted over 7,000 shows. Now they host over 30 regular weekly programs. In the recent weeks, I started a project that involves me interviewing different members of the Heritage Radio Network team. These members are Allison Hamlin, Jack Inslee, Aaron Fairbanks, and Michael Harlan Turkle. Allison Hamlin is the deputy director and a 10-year veteran of the food services industry. Jack Inslee is the executive producer and the host of the Full Service Radio. Aaron Fairbanks is the executive director and the host of the Farm Report. Michael Harlan Turkle is a food photographer and the host of the Food Scene. This project helped me understand recording and interviewing on the radio. The first staff member that I interviewed was Allison Hamlin. In this interview, I got an overall view on who she is. Towards the end, I asked her the question, what advice would you give to someone who wants to proceed in the same career? Her response is that you should start networking and be fearless to talk to anyone.
I would tell them to talk to a lot of people and be a little fearless. One of the things that I think kind of held me back, especially early on, was that I thought that people didn't want to talk to me. I think sometimes I still think this, so this is advice that I should do better at taking. But I think it's just being like, people are really receptive. If you have a project, if you have a question, if you want their help, you should ask. The worst they can do is say no. I mean, and you'll live. Like, if they say no, nothing, like, your world's not going to fall apart. But if they say yes, they can open up a lot of doors for you. And they want to help. I think, you know, I would say 7 times out of 10, people are really thrilled about working with you, and they want to help you succeed. And all you have to do is be brave enough to put yourself out there. And if you can do that, you'll get so much more out of that experience.
This helps me understand that in life, you shouldn't be scared of the things you love. You should go out in the world and get it. The second host that I interviewed was Jack Inslee. In this interview, I got an understanding about how he got to where he is today. During the middle of the interview, I asked him the question, was there any role models in your life that helped you become who you are today? He responds by saying his mother. She had a positive attitude to everyone and it reflected on him as well to be polite and kind to others.
You know, she worked 3-4 jobs when we were growing up. She raised 2 kids alone. And that work ethic, I think, really stayed with me. She's also incredibly aware socially, so she's really kind and nice and polite to everybody she meets, and I think that skill really stuck with me and helped me socially in dealing with people. You deal with a lot of people in a recording studio, and it helps to be really friendly and nice to make them feel comfortable. So that work ethic and that attitude, I think, probably helped shape who I am.
This helped me understand that if you are kind to others, they will feel more comfortable to talk and grow close to you. The third host that I interviewed was Aaron Fairbanks. In this interview, we talked about different paths she took to get to where she is today. In the middle of the interview, I asked her the question, what did New York City have to make you have a better chance of being a line cook? She responds without hesitation by saying the many varieties of chefs you get to meet, learn, and work with.
The caliber of cooks here, for sure. You know, people come from all over the country and all over the world to work as line cooks here in the city. It's one of the great pleasures of that job is that you're surrounded with people who are thrilled to be there, who love their work, who go home thinking about it, who get up thinking about it, who go work in other kitchens on their days off, who read books about it, who save their money to go to other restaurants to eat and check things out. I think that the caliber of folks that you get to spend time with here really pushes you in the kitchen. And I think I had this idea that, you know, New York would be the hardest place to do it, and that, like, if I could do it here, that somehow, like, meant I could maybe do it anywhere. But I think, yeah, definitely just, like, the caliber of people I've gotten to work with and the way that they kind of drive you and inspire you and then go off back to all corners of the world. I have, you know, folks that I cooked with who now work in Birmingham, Alabama, in Seoul, Korea, in Shanghai, in Austin, Texas, in California, in Michigan, all over the country, where people, I now when I travel and go, there's folks that I cooked with all over the country, all over the world. I think it's super cool.
This taught me the lesson that you should study in places with people who are similar to you, but have a different background. They're able to teach you new things while you can be able to do the same. The last host that I interviewed was Michael Harlan Turco. In this interview, I got to listen in on how Michael decided where he wanted to be today. Closing in the end, I asked Michael, what is his favorite dish? He responds by saying pizza because of its simple ingredients. But what struck me is when he mentions that pizza can be so expressive.
Bar none, pizza. Because as simple and standard as a lot of people think it is, one, you know, it's made up of really not that many ingredients, dough, a sauce, a cheese, some toppings. It can be so expressive. It can be so many different styles. I've seen, you know, Sicilian. I've seen Detroit style. I've seen Roman pizzas. I've seen, you know, crazy iterations from chain restaurants where they stuff even more pizza into the crust. Yeah. I don't know. It's just something so singular. It can actually be so expansive, can be so infinite. So pizza isn't just, you know, a slice of pizza. Pizza can represent a lot more.
This taught me that something so simple can be molded into many different things if you can really be creative. Throughout all these interviews, I learned many lessons in life that can help me develop a successful future. This project has made me get in touch with the lives of these few hosts. When I go into college, the advice that came from them will help me make new friends, step out of my comfort zone, and discover something new about myself. I would also like to thank everyone on the Heritage Radio Network team that helped me throughout these weeks.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.